This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A group of state legislators are looking at ways to address the deep racial economic disparities in Minnesota. Native American median income is roughly half the state average income. And according to the Minnesota State Demographic Center, roughly 50% of Dakota and Ojibwe people in Minnesota are unemployed. At a recent hearing at the state capitol in St. Paul, a group of advocates from the American Indian community plan to offer ideas to address disparities in Native communities across the state. But it didn't quite work out that way. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us what happened.
A bipartisan group of legislators held a public hearing on January 15th to gather public perspectives on racial economic disparities across Minnesota. A handful of advocates from the American Indian community were there. Joe Hobot is president and CEO of the Minneapolis-based American Indian OIC. It's a nonprofit organization providing workforce development programs for Native people in the Twin Cities.
I wanted to go and make sure that they were aware of our community and also to maybe give a little historical context because we're looking at 150 years of prolonged disparities in a system that had actually been rather hostile towards our community.
Joe Hobot says the situation is dire, but it's not hopeless, and he has specific ideas on what to do about it. He says lawmakers often focus on helping minorities create small businesses, but he wants to see programs that help Native Americans who are struggling just to stay afloat every month.
There are so many of our folks that have default status on loans, child support in arrears, chronic debt, no functioning checking account. You know, they're working three jobs, so they got shaky income. The idea that they're in a position to go out and start small businesses is fantasy.
Hobot wants to see new programs that go deeper and are more long-lasting. He says many workforce development grants last 1 or 2 years, and that's just not enough time to serve the people who are struggling the most.
You have about 12 months to enroll eligible participants, provide credentialed training, then get them placed in a career pathway, then also provide retention numbers to prove successful placement.
So in the hearing on January 15th, Hobot and his colleagues came ready to share their thoughts with legislators.
The meeting of the Economic Disparities Working Group will come to order.
Got down there early, and good thing I did because it was a full house.
Even legislators said they were surprised by the turnout. Republican Representative Jim Knobloch co-chaired the meeting.
I guess I didn't really quite realize when I said I wanted to open it up to everyone that we were going to get maybe 70 people that wanted to testify.
What's more, legislators had their own list of people who would speak first. Commissioners, mayors, and the like went before the public. So at the beginning of the meeting, it was standing room only. But after a few hours, there were more empty seats than filled ones. Now, long meetings at the Capitol are common. But the cost is that you lose people.
A lot of the American Indian delegation that was there eventually had to leave.
And even for those who stay and speak, legislators lose track of what they've heard.
The next person on the list is Mihailo Tamale, if I have that right. Mike. Is that individual still here? Mihailo?
Mike.
He already testified. Oh, okay, excuse me.
Joe Hobot waited 4 hours and 57 minutes before he got to the mic in front of the panel of legislators. And then he had 5 minutes to talk.
Bonjour, how? My name is Joe Hobot. My family is from the Oompapa Band of the Lakota Nation.
Hobot actually split his 5 minutes with Bettina Park. She's the executive director of the Minneapolis-based American Indian Women's Resource Center. They both talked about the systems and policies that for generations intentionally starved Native communities of appropriate education, health care, and human services. They said, we have to change these systems to impact the current crisis, where Native American median income is roughly half the state average, and one in every two Natives of working age is out of the workforce.
So we're not here looking for you to save us. We're looking for you to collaborate with us as we continue to work towards empowering our own.
Many legislators say this will be a top priority in the upcoming legislative session that starts on March 8th. Joe Hobot says he'll continue to try and work with legislators. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.